Boom, we are fucking live.
That's what you get. Choking is exactly what you get right now for smoking in my home.
All right, guys, I had to take it. I had to get my vitamins in. Because I'm all about my vitamins. Mm-hmm. Doesn't seem like, fuck, man, I'm fucking up. Shit. I'm not trying to open this up. All right, here we go. All right, guys, it's Mike Eshak. We're doing this live. I say, guys, there's only one guy watching, but we'll see where this fucking goes. Just wanted to let you guys know, subscribe, especially find me on YouTube, man. I think right now, in terms of my YouTube, there's like my Mike from Detroit on everything, guys. I'm really new to this. We're gonna try to figure this shit out. That's why I got my boy over here, Kazim Rahman. But before, hey, don't talk. Nobody can see you right now, bro. I'm still doing my intro. We might even fucking lose this this feed. Let me press this button right here. That's, again, you guys saw that. I'm trying to, what's this other button do? There we go. Sleeping with the Yemeni hotline, but bitches, that's my fucking number. 313-246-3727. I'm gonna have to like try to figure out how to do that. I have no idea if anybody like
I'm left. Looking at it.
Oh, you're looking at it? Oh, we're I'm going live. This is great. Yeah. This is great. So you're one of the fucking five people that are watching. Hopefully we start. So Sleeping with the Yemeni hotline. Basically, I'm trying to make this podcast a thing where I have guests and I don't necessarily need to have guests, you know. Sometimes I'll just be addressing the camera by myself. That way I can keep things coming out. But like with this podcast, I kind of wanted to like, you know, focused on just a few things, you know, my life and comedy. Sex, fucking love sex, politics. I mean, I'm calling myself Public Yemeni for a fucking reason, because if you've ever followed me on Facebook, you'll know, man. You know, like, I can't do anything right. I just go at the Puerto Rico and I post a picture of me on the beach, and then everybody and their fucking mother is mad at me. Oh, why are you traveling during a pandemic? You don't care about old people? I don't. They're going to die soon anyway. Who told them to get old?
What? Hold on. What are you saying? What are you saying?
Let's get Kazim up in here, bro. Let me get the fucking... Why are you looking at your phone, bro?
No, come I'm on. Looking at your live. I'm looking at the comments. What's up to Hannah?
How are we doing? I'm trying to. Oh,
Yemaya,
I'm
giving shout outs, bro.
Apparently, I can get on the comments over here.
John L. Adams is like, do work, Mike. Hashtag do work, Mike. And then one exclamation point.
I'm trying to see.
And then there's another person that starts with the T. I'm not going to pronounce your name. That's too much. Come on now.
Love you on CH. Somebody said, love you on CH. I appreciate that.
I'm going to bring in CH? My DDSC family.
What is CH? Hold on a second. Loved you on CH. What the
what
fuck
is CH, Hannah?
What's
I don't know. What were you on CH? What is CH? Comedy Heights.
Oh, Comedy Heights.
SD is San Diego.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Oh.
Oh, well, thank you. Right now, the
oh,
way...
Oh, no. Clubhouse. Never mind.
Clubhouse. Oh, Clubhouse.
You on Clubhouse?
I mean...
How is that? I don't have an
iPhone. Are you asking me how I got on Clubhouse? Like, I don't deserve it?
No, how is it?
Oh.
Not how did you do that? Such USC, Yemenis do these things.
This is looking how we right start wars, guys. This is how... You guys... See? Hey, you guys got to remember, Osama bin Laden...
You went to Saudi Arabia and were like, yo, why do you guys get the whole peninsula? And Saudi Arabia was like, well, we're going to bomb you now. That's what happened.
I was going to make a point, and because I hit weed before the show, I forgot.
What did Osama bin Laden do?
He's Yemeni. Everyone thinks really? He's Saudi Arabia. He's fucking Yemeni.
Oh, wow.
I don't want anybody to know that, but it's out of the bag now. Now damn. We have, what?
He's not Saudi?
13 people now know
wait,
that.
I thought he had the oil money. Wasn't he rich?
But he's ethnically Yemeni.
But he's from Saudi.
From Saudi, yeah.
And he has, any? But because he was rich, right?
Well, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Huh. I didn't know he was Yemeni.
Fucking Yemeni, bro.
Damn.
That's why I'm disguised as a Puerto Rican.
So are we saying
under the radar,
that there low-key might be a reason that Yemenis are getting discriminated against?
Say that again.
What are we saying? What are we saying?
I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying that Osama bin Laden. Fucking Yemeni.
You may not just bring up Osama and then not imply something. You just said Osama is Yemeni.
I'm just giving out facts. You see what I'm saying?
I'm just saying things. I'm just saying things. What does that mean? Osama bin Laden was not Saudi Arabian. Oh, her real name is Hannah Lester. Stand-up comedy enthusiast extraordinaire. Pleased to meet you, Kazim. You just like stand-up comedy. Okay. What's up, Hannah? How you living?
I'm like right now learning how to like post these things on.
Shout out to Douglas Bolte. I know it's probably Bolt, but I don't care to not.
Bro, this is my fucking show. Would you shut the fuck up already? I'm trying to figure out how to run this shit. Like right now, this app is not telling me who is commenting. I don't see pictures.
I'm on Facebook.
I know you're on fucking Facebook, bro.
Maybe I should have that
so I could see what.
Yeah, I got you.
Give me that. I don't like looking at my face, though. That's the problem.
I don't like looking at my face either. Shout out to Douglas Bolte.
Yeah. All right, Kazim. It's coming up on Ramadan.
Yes.
And Monday. You are...
Either Monday or Tuesday.
And you are... You're very Muslim.
I'm very Muslim.
Very Muslim. Your name is Kazim Rahman.
Yes. Yeah.
And
my actual name is Abdurrahman Kazim. I just flip it.
Your last name is Abdulrahman?
No. My last name is actually Kazim. I just go by Kazim. Yeah.
So you flipped it.
I just flip it. Yeah.
It's kind of like how I go by Ishak.
Yeah. It's way easier.
But there's so many mics.
There's too many Rahmans out there.
So your name is really Abdul?
No, it's Rahman.
It's Rahman.
Yeah, it's Rahman Kazim, and I just go by Kazim.
But you just said something where you had Abdul in there. You threw an Abdul
in
there.
Yeah, I just throw an Abdul because whenever I like meet, like if I have to meet an imam, I'm like, yo, my name is Abdulrahman Kazim. If I meet someone that's like super Muslim, then I'm like, yo, my name is...
You gotta give him all the syllables.
Hello, Habibi. My name is... I just turn on the Arab accent.
It's so funny, bro. Like how you're way better at being a Muslim than me. Like,
no,
way
not,
better.
No, that, what is,
way
what
better. Is a be- you just prayed before we fucking did this.
Yeah, because it was time to pray.
How okay, is that not a fucking
okay,
good
okay,
Muslim?
Okay, okay. Maybe I have some strong suits. Like, I have some strengths, but also I have some weaknesses. I like to stay humble.
Let's talk about your weaknesses.
We're not
bro.
Talking about any weaknesses.
What?
Right? Is Hannah commenting? What did Hannah say?
Hey, what's up, Muhammad? What's popping? What's up, Hannah?
Muhammad who?
Muhammad Badoui?
I don't know. No Muhammad Badoui. That's part of your people.
Man, you like right away trying to figure out who is this?
Yeah, exactly.
You're trying to figure out if family members are watching.
I'm trying to make sure.
Because you was about to tell us about your prostitution addiction, right?
No, I do know a guy that used to be a male prostitute. And now
I think this is you. I think you're projecting the story onto a fake person.
It's different. I just want to make sure. I did share it on my Facebook, so we might get some family members watching this.
Here's the thing, though.
How you doing?
I am Yemeni. If anybody doesn't know, that's like a place in Yemen, and it's like in the Middle East. A lot of people don't know it. Like we've been bombing it out of existence for
forever
since Obama. I mean, Obama.
Since before Obama, if we're being fair,
Obama obliterated with
Obama
the
Obama turned it up, but we've been bombing Yemen for a while.
He turned it up. Obama has bomb in his fucking name. His name is Obama. It's like, oh,
you know,
Bamba.
You know what, Mike?
You know?
I didn't realize that until you just said it just now.
Bullshit. There's you're fucking being
bomb
sarcastic.
I swear to God. The way you didn't see my face light up.
No, I didn't because I'm fucking paying attention to
see,
everything.
You said Obama has bomb in his name. I was like, oh shit, this
fucking
motherfucker does have bomb
Yemenis
in his name.
Would know this shit.
Damn.
We would know.
Damn. I didn't know.
His name was Obama.
I will say this.
How's this? Hold on. Can I say something?
Yes.
He ran out of bombs. One of the first presidents to...
That's a lie.
Look it up.
What?
Look it up. I'm on the computer right now.
What do you mean he ran out of bombs? Like, they had to make more bombs to bomb people?
Yeah, bro. Like, the Yemenis got a break when we ran out of bombs. Fucking Obama, bro.
Damn.
And this is the thing, man. This is one thing I can't stand about identity politics in America. Like, we've literally gotten to a point in this country where it's like, if your skin color is this shade of white or this shade of brown, it means you can get away with this and you can't get away with that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I wouldn't say that's identity politics. I would say...
It adds to it.
It adds to it.
That's what I'm saying.
It adds to
it. Like, I couldn't say shit about Obama because he was black.
Yes, you can.
Oh, nah,
black
bro.
Black people say shit about Obama all the time.
No, but I mean people who are not black... Mm-hmm. Couldn't talk shit about Obama because he was black. So like, if I walked up to like white liberal friends of mine, that were like really mad whenever like a Republican would do this, and they'd be very vocal. But when Obama was bombing the shit out of my fucking people,
I think that's
I talked to white liberals, and then they would just be like,
"Yeah." But that's part of identity politics, not because Obama was black. That's because that's because I am a Democrat, and a lot of times when your side does something, it's fine, right? But when the other side does it, it's not so fine, right? Which is part of the identity politics.
What are identity politics? Can you
identity politics issues? Right. Well,
there's a map right here.
Of what? Of everything Obama bombed? I'm still tripping on Obama.
Obamba, bitch.
I'm still tripping on that. Just a little bit.
Boom.
I like how you did your mic to make it.
Come on, bro. We're fucking professional.
With the sound effects, we're professional. Okay. I didn't know he ran out of bombs. That's fascinating.
He ran out of bombs.
Damn. Okay.
Well, hey, let me share this screen. I hope there's no porn up above. Let me make sure there's no dick pics on my fucking... You know, sometimes I plug in my iPhone.
Yes.
And then, like, iTunes comes up.
Yeah.
And then it automatically, like, makes the Photos app come up.
Okay.
And then sometimes...
I like how you just stop. Yo, are you recording this? We gotta edit that one part out. We are definitely editing that one part out. That is a podcast highlight right there.
I get it, man.
Ad
blocker detected. Here we go. Let me share this fucking screen. So not my face. Yeah, fuck my face. Look at that.
He ran out of bombs.
I got my face to show up on the screen, and I don't want that. This is
some identity politics is.
Yeah, explain to everybody what identity politics is. I'm too fucking.
Identity politics.
I got two of my faces.
A loose definition of identity politics is I'm gonna stick to my side no matter what, right? So it's and then
is that what identity politics is?
To an extent. Right, where
it doesn't have anything to do with
race.
Yeah, and how
it's all political, essentially, right? So, in the sense that,
like, when are we going to delete the elite? That's what I want to know. When's that holiday? When's that holiday?
The problem is there's elites on both sides, right? And
I'm gonna share a screen right now and share an entire screen.
Not a problem.
The audience.
Is Hannah still there? I only want to know if Hannah's still there because she said hi to me.
It says, am I sharing the screen with them? Come on, man. This fucking thing.
Well, as you're trying to share your screen, identity politics, the loose, it was actually started by four black women, right? And the easy way to understand identity politics is if I'm Republican, I roll with the Republicans. And Republican is just my identity. So even though there might be some things that I might disagree with, I'm going to block those out of my mind because I'm a Republican, right? So a lot of times, and this is the easiest way to explain identity politics, a lot of times, I'll use Democrats as an example, right? We believe in freedom. We believe in free speech. We believe in this. We believe in that. We believe in, don't tell women what to do. Well, unless you're France. France can, ban the hijab if they want, because that's just not, we're just going to block that out of our mind, right? Or, you know, we believe in, you know, justice and reform and like social justice. And
so is it wrapped around ideology? Is that just another fancy way of saying that you're fucking stuck to your ideology? Meaning that, yes. Like, I'm a Republican and that's
yes
it?
Yes and no. You're stuck to your ideology, but no one is straight up black and white. No one. That's impossible, right? I'm a black Muslim from Texas, right? Yeah, I believe in free speech. I want free healthcare for everyone. But, you know, if you want a gun, go get a gun.
Fuck yeah, bro.
Right? It's different. Right. No one is ever black and white. The problem is with identity politics tries to explain is that, and I'm probably wrong about this. Identity politics is I'm a Democrat. Right. I want health care for all. But if they want to take away the guns, well, I'm a Democrat. So I don't agree with it, but I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah. And I think that's the problem that we're at right now.
And that's
bro.
The problem. That's the problem.
That has been exacerbated.
Where people
too.
Where it used to be, Republicans will just fall in. Well, most of the time, Republicans will always just fall in line, right? And that's why they, weirdly enough, they get more things passed when they're in charge, because they will really just fall in line with whatever the party wants, right? And Democrats are there's so many factions of Democrats that.
I'm trying to share the screen. I don't know if it's working or not. I have no idea why. I'm just trying to share the article, but the article that I'm like looking at the headline map shows where President Obama dropped his 20,000 bombs.
He dropped 20,000 bombs. Damn.
Outgoing U.S. leader carries out 3,000 more strikes in 2016 than the year before. 20 more. So on his way out, he was just like, fuck it, man.
Damn. Damn, yeah. Honestly, I didn't know that.
And he ran out of fucking bombs,
he
bro.
He ran out of bombs. Also, Mike, if we have to be fair to Obama now, okay? He did dance on Ellen. So
that made me feel better. I have to admit,
that's
bro.
That's pretty great.
I got calls from people in Yemen that were
he
like.
Went on Mark Maron?
Cool. Everything's cool
he
now.
He said the N-word on Mark Maron?
You know?
Come on.
That was
come
it.
Come on.
Telling
come
you.
On. He played basketball. Yo,
basketball,
when he hit
bro.
That
the way
three,
he fucking shoots no, hoops, bro.
Seriously, though, when he hit that three, that was pretty cool.
Come on.
But, I mean, he's still a you know. Low-key war criminal.
I think that's the thing, man. It's like the thing mm-hmm. that fucking disappoints me more
about
than
Obama?
Anything. About everything.
It's more about when it comes to Obama, I think, yes, he wasn't that great when you're looking back on him, right? He had, of course,
bro, he was terrible. He was just really good in presenting himself.
Very
He's
good.
So good at presenting
Very
himself.
Very good at presenting
to me,
himself.
Obama was the most dangerous president because everyone felt.
Wait, time out. Bush? You're talking about George W. was not dangerous?
Fucking dangerous as fuck. But what I'm saying is Obama was dangerous in the sense that there was nobody trying.
No one cared.
No, because we all felt good we had a black president.
No one,
like it trumped every bad thing he did. We were like even I felt good about it. Like mm-hmm. I am not even gonna lie, man.
Yeah.
As soon as Obama became president, my ratio of white chicks that I had sex with went up.
Mm-hmm.
Like the image of fucking people with color on their skin changed. You know what I'm saying? But my point is that
funny. It's like in MSNBC. Here's a chart from 1999
yeah.
to 2020.
Yeah, yeah. Look how much more white girls I had sex. Even when I was a Marine, I was a United States Marine in dress blues. Nah,
yeah.
You know, I would pick up, you know, whatever. But when Obama became president, I mean, it was like amazing, bro.
I hope that song's not copyrighted, but go ahead.
Can you hum it? You can't hum it?
I don't even know what song that is. It sounded like a...
Sunshine, Eternal Sunshine.
I have no idea.
Cream.
Though. But no, I get it. I think, but also, isn't the onus on us for not holding him accountable? Isn't the onus kind of on us also?
No, the onus is on fucking PlayStation and Xbox, bro.
How is PlayStation and Xbox to blame for Obama bombing Yemen?
Because it keeps us complacent. Is what I'm saying is
that, okay, that makes sense.
We've created a culture where we just like fucking having fun
yeah,
and shit, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Think about it this way, right? When Obama got elected, Facebook was only like 3 years old. Like actual Facebook that I could get on. When Obama got elected, you had to still be in college to be on Facebook.
That's crazy.
It's insane. Think about that. You have to have a college email to be on Facebook when Obama got elected.
Fuck.
That was when Obama got elected. So, yeah, the world. So, I agree with you to an extent. The world shifted. Twitter wasn't a thing. Twitter wasn't even around when Obama got elected. I don't think so.
No.
That was like 2012 when Twitter was.
Yep. Yeah. I think so.
Right?
Fuck, man.
Twitter. YouTube was a thing, but YouTube wasn't like. Here's the thing. When Obama got elected, I could still watch bootleg movies on YouTube because movie people didn't care. Oh, yeah,
that's right, bro.
Remember back in the day, you could watch a full-on bootleg movie.
Bro, they're tightening down on everything right now.
They're tightening down on everything. Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah. A lot of girls are just getting random pictures just taken up on Instagram. It's actually fairly hilarious.
I think Instagram, honestly, bro, it's crazy like how social media hacked everything, bro. Social media hacked everything. Even when it comes to like women, like what I've noticed is fucking Instagram.
Yes.
Is to women's egos.
Mm-hmm.
What porn is to our dicks. In terms that it fucking ruins those, it ruins it.
It will ruin you.
You know what I mean? Like
that was both the most accurate and horrible analogy ever, but that was way more accurate than bad. You get what I'm saying?
Okay, well, I appreciate it. Like, how is that bad?
No, bad is in like you could have used any other analogy.
No, man, we got to bring it to my dick.
Because it makes sense. It's like, you know you shouldn't do this, but it feels good.
It triggers something you can't help.
Yeah. Those for men too. Those likes, porn, those double taps.
Porn has ruined a lot of fucking erections.
Yeah.
You know about this shit. You know about how the whole NoFap thing. You know what NoFap is?
Yeah.
There was that whole movement, and that started on Reddit, where it was like encouraging men not to masturbate, mm-hmm. saying that masturbating to porn was ruining their sex drive, giving them a false sense of what is beautiful.
Yeah. There's science behind it also.
At some points in my life, it has done that. I remember there was a time where I broke up with my girlfriend and, that void of not having sex on the regular,
mm-hmm.
plus being like really busy. It was like, yo, man, porn was my go-to. And then mm-hmm. I was like at that point where I was like, you know, I don't even want to deal with women right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You just want to grind and like do what you got to do. And then I fell into that trap where like porn became my pussy.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, right after, I remember trying to hook up with this girl, and I couldn't get my shit up.
Damn.
It was like, what?
Yeah.
Like, for real. And then when I did get it up.
It numbs your penis, and it numbs your brain.
Listen, even if I did get it up. So then when I did get it up, and then I tried to fuck her, I couldn't come.
Mm.
It was like every 18-year-old kid's dream is to, like, be able to fucking not come. Not for me, bro. It was like
not
fucking terrifying.
Not when you're 30.
Exactly, bro. And let me tell you something, bro. It like literally fucked my head up. And then I realized, dude, I was like, yo, I got to stay off this shit. So then I like stayed off of fucking porn for a long time. And then shit got back together again.
Yeah.
Like, but then it was like, it was a small glimpse at how porn triggered something so hyper in my brain
mm-hmm.
that it made regular sex. Like, it took me a second to, I had to do like a porn Ramadan.
Yeah.
And it took a second.
Hold on, time out.
What?
I just need to let that breathe for a second. I had to do a porn Ramadan. Go ahead, Mike.
What's wrong with that? Is that
Nothing's wrong with it. I get it.
I'm just saying you're Muslim.
I just had to let it breathe. you just can't continue talking and not let that statement breathe. Go ahead, Mike. I'm listening.
I had to do a Ramadan on porn, but not a sunset. Like, I jerk off. No, I'm talking like the sun is always up Ramadan.
Yeah.
Like, Ramadan in Alaska during summer solstice Ramadan or some shit.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Certain parts of the fucking cycles.
All those poor people, I couldn't.
Where the sun never goes down and shit.
Yo, in Seattle in the summertime, sun doesn't set till like 9:30 at
Michigan.
Night.
In summer solstice, 10 o'clock, homie.
I couldn't do that.
Bro, I got Ramadan stories for days. Nah. Anyways.
Oh, my God.
But that's what I'm saying. So, like, a few months of not, you know, staying off porn staying off tricking off, it brought everything back. And then I remember then it was like I was able to be aroused by a normal looking girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like she didn't have to have big tits and it didn't have to be two of them at the same time or whatever fucking shit I was hijacking my brain with.
Yeah. Weirdly enough, Terry Crews posted one time that we needed to boycott Pornhub and people made fun of him for it. The thought behind it was I got the thought. The execution was horrible because it's still Terry Crews. Like, shut the fuck up, Terry. Like, forever. But the thought behind it, yes, there is science behind the fact that, porn can, especially if you just want any stimulant, can warp your mind, no matter what the stimulant is, right?
Stimulation.
Whether it's drugs, alcohol,
something
whatever
exogenous,
it is.
You eat, whatever it is.
Whatever
visual.
It is. Yes, whatever it is can warp your mind. That's why some people, literally, if I see a McDonald's Filet-O-Fish in front of me, I get excited. That's just what I grew up on.
You get hard a little? You get a chug?
A little, a tiny bit.
You know your family's watching this.
My
shit,
family's
bro.
Not watching this.
Wait till I send it to them.
I'm going to send it to them before you send it to them. If I go down, we all go down. Fuck it.
You're the one that's going down. I already told all my family.
On that Filet-O-Fish.
I already told my family in... You know, overseas that, you know, I eat bacon. They already know. They already know I'm on that.
How do they feel?
That Islam.
How did you tell them?
I'm trans Muslim. Trans. I'm trans, bro.
I don't have a.
You can't talk about me right now because I need a bathroom. I have to have my own bathroom. Trans Muslim bathroom.
No, but how did you? So how
we
did
wipe
you
our ass
them?
With bacon?
It's actually perfectly fine to wipe your ass with bacon. You can use it. You just can't eat it. Yeah, you can use it for anything else.
You know, listen, bro. Perfectly fine. If you wipe bacon grease on your ass,
okay,
you ate bacon, cause
I don't think so.
You don't know how butts
I'm gonna
work.
Ask somebody.
What about, you know what? What are suppositories?
I don't know what that means.
Bro, I thought you were Nigerian. People are smart in
what
Nigeria.
What do you mean suppositories?
What a suppository?
I also failed out of the first college I went to. So I mean, I'm Nigerian, but I mean, come on now.
Is it called a suppository? What is it called?
I don't know what we're talking about.
Maybe I'm.
Are
fucking
we saying,
saying
if
it?
I put bacon grease in my booty hole,
bro? You know you.
I prefer to say booty hole.
If you put drugs,
okay. Up your ass.
You're getting high.
They'll dissolve.
Why?
I don't know. Because of suppositories.
Am I saying that wrong?
I don't know.
What's the fucking drugs that you put up your ass?
There's no drugs you put up your ass.
Yeah, there is drugs that you put up your ass.
There are drugs you can put up your ass.
How old are you, Kazim?
I'm 31. I'm 32.
Once you get around 35, you'll realize.
No, I'm 31. I'm not 32.
You're probably
going
to turn 35 and you're going to be like, hey, man, I like fucking year. Large pieces of shit in my ass. You know, like... fans.
Do we need to turn it off?
No, like one of your fans.
Oh, like one of my actual like people fans.
Yeah. You like getting it up the butt, bro?
No. I like how I look directly into the camera. But when
you looked into the camera.
I looked directly
like
into
a fucking fob Nigerian.
I need the people to know.
No, but you did it like a fucking like
the answer
like,
is no.
You had the fucking like judgmental Nigerian father look. Yeah. You're like, what are you doing? Are you putting things up your butt? Are you putting things up your butt, huh? Are you one of those? Oh. We have stones for you. We throw them at you.
If I put something up my own butt, I don't think that's
I can't believe
is
you don't know what it's called, bro.
A suppository? Why don't we just call them suppositories?
I don't know what a
suppository. If I put like an ecstasy pill up my butt, I can get high from that?
Good. Suppository is right, Jason said. Jason Langley. Thank you, Jason.
Yo, Jason.
Suppository is right.
Jason, you do drugs.
Mikey Shaq is smart. Suppository.
So if I put, okay. We'll just use ecstasy as an example.
My point is that doctors can sometimes, let's say you have upset stomach or you don't have a fucking stomach. Let's say you had like stomach surgery or whatever.
Yeah.
You got to administer some drugs.
Yeah.
up the booty because your booty will still absorb it.
That's cool. So you can't just do an IV. You have to do it up the butt in the hospital.
Okay, what if you got to take this shit every day? You're just going to keep getting an IV every fucking day, cuz?
You just swallow. You can't swallow the pill because you had surgery.
Everyone in Nigeria is disappointed in you right now.
We don't do...
Every Nigerian I've ever met, so fucking smart, they know everything. Even like the Uber drivers. They fucking are so
really?
Smart. Yeah, and you're over here...
Not knowing what a butt suppository is?
Come on, man.
I'm so sorry.
English your first language?
Listen, English is my first language.
Because you're Nigerian.
I am not... English is the national language of Nigeria.
Right, my point is you're a moron. So
yeah, I am. I'm not the smartest.
Come on, bro.
I just work hard.
Oh, man. But in terms of sex, bro... I wanna let's fucking talk about sex, man.
Hold on. Can we just backtrack to everything we've talked about so far?
Sure, you wanna do a recap?
We talked about Obama, we talked about bombing Yemen, we talked about porn, we talked about identity politics, mm-hmm. Then we talked about Obama, mm-hmm. Then we talked about bombing Yemen. Mm-hmm. No. And then in the middle of the Obama bombing Yemen, you said Osama bin Laden was a Yemeni.
Yemeni.
And then, what else did we talk about?
We talked about...
up the butt.
Up the
butt. We talked about butt suppositories.
We talked about porn. We
talked about porn. You said you did a porn Ramadan.
Porn Ramadan.
Ramadan's starting. We didn't finish that conversation. I don't even know what you were
talking about. Okay, so the point being that, like,
yes.
Porn is to men's dicks.
Yeah, what Instagram is.
Is to some women's egos.
Yes.
And I don't know, bro, but it... Fuck, man. It's like, I feel like I'm the only dude that is like concerned about this shit.
You're not the only dude concerned.
But not only that, it's like, it's not even a dude thing. It's not even a girl thing. Honestly, there's guys too that are like being like hijacked by this.
Yeah.
This ego hijacked.
It's not just Instagram. Instagram, TikTok.
No, I get that.
All that
but
stuff.
But Instagram really shows you, man.
Instagram really shows you.
Really, like, especially like I noticed like the biggest red flag of a narcissist, and I always attract these type of girls, and I always fall for the trap.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, man, are they a narcissist? And then you go on their Instagram, and every fucking picture is a picture of their face. Every fucking picture. You're acting like you've never seen these people, bro.
I'm trying to think if I've seen... Every single is a picture of just their face?
Well, listen, either just their face or just them.
Oh,
a lot of the times it's their face or whatever. It's like the type of person they'll like this one girl that I know.
Mm.
I didn't date this girl. She went to Aruba.
Okay.
Right? Hot girl.
Yes.
Really beautiful. Went to Aruba with her mom and like 6-7 friends.
Okay.
And like every picture... was a picture of her wearing some type of hot something.
Okay.
In front of like a banister.
Okay.
And then she'd just like showing her butt, and then she'd be like, having fun with my friends in Aruba.
Okay.
And it's just like, yo, you went to Aruba and you didn't take one fucking picture of Aruba.
Hmm. Okay.
Like I hung out with this girl.
Mm-hmm.
Like in Indonesia while I was traveling, and she was like trying to like...
How rich is this girl that she's going to Aruba and Indonesia?
You don't have to be rich to go to Indonesia, bro.
Oh, really? How much is it?
I mean, usually the ticket is the most money to get there, but once you... Guess what? I keep telling people, go to Southeast Asia, because once you go to Southeast Asia, man, it's like...
Really?
It's like, bro, you're Jay-Z rich.
Really?
Well, we'll talk about that later because I'm high right now. We got to stay on track. What the hell?
Okay.
What the hell are we just talking about?
Narcissist Instagram.
So, yeah. And it's just like one of those type of people. And then when I met her there, I remember I met her with two of her friends.
Mm-hmm.
And they were both beautiful. All of them were beautiful, right?
Okay.
Beautiful black women.
Okay.
And the other two women were very engaging in conversation with me and my friends.
Okay.
And their other friend was just constantly
snapping photos,
snapping pictures, telling her friend to get another picture. And then it's just like, oh my God. And she was never engaged in the conversation whatsoever.
Yeah.
She was fucking hot, bro.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a problem. I don't care how hot you are. I can't connect with you if you're fucking like just narcissist. Not present or you're a narcissist.
If you're not in the conversation, that's a problem.
Then I remember we just met. And then all of a sudden she like, I said something funny at the table. And that's when she starts listening.
Because
right?
you're a comic.
Well, this is
what you do.
But then we're like having fun and then her friends are laughing. And you could tell that after she got off her narcissist
her
mode.
High horse.
Yeah. She like started looking around and she just thought, oh, you know, she thought I was kind of cute. And then she looked at me and she was like, where are you going after this? I'm like, what do you mean? Like traveling? I'm like, oh, I go, this is my last destination. I'm probably going to be here for a couple more weeks or whatever it was I told her. She's like, me and you should travel together, right? Like I had an opportunity for,
yeah,
you know, but I couldn't help but make the fucking joke. I was like, nah, I'm okay. I'll just end up being your cameraman. Everyone at the table fucking laughed. Her friends laughed the hardest because everything I said was the truth.
That's the truth.
Was the truth about this girl. Now, I'm friends with her now. And you can see her on her Instagram and it's just like, yo, take one picture of the place you're traveling to.
Well, there's a difference though. There are girls that don't have a lot of pictures, but all the pictures are of them. And then there are girls that literally are posting at least 3 times a week of just themselves. That's the problem, I would say. But the girls that just have pictures of themselves and they only have like 15 pictures on Instagram, I don't see that as narcissistic necessarily. Do you?
Does that make sense? That's hard to gauge because you're not collecting enough data.
Yeah, that is hard to gauge. That is true.
See, I'm smart, guys.
That is true.
I'm not. You're not
way smarter than me because I wouldn't even have said that.
I don't think the amount of data that you're collecting in that
is enough
to sit there and say, but
it's not a good sample size.
It's not a good sample size. That's a very good technical term, you know?
Right.
Now, this is not to say that only women, right?
Yeah.
But here, and I'm pretty sure other women out there probably have their own nightmare stories about guys that are the same type. But like, I kind of feel.
But we're not trying to date guys.
Hold on a second. I kind of feel though.
Yeah.
Men are less concerned about surface level looks about ourselves as women are. And I think women, there's a lot more women I'm noticing falling into the I don't look good enough trap.
Yes.
Like, you know, I dated this girl one time, man. She wasn't even 30. She was 29.
Okay.
And she getting Botox on her face.
Botox at 29?
Because she was doing it before 29.
Wow.
I mean, it was because she's white. White people are really fucking worried about their faces. You know what I mean?
Just drink water.
That's what I told them, man. Water is everything,
just drink
bro.
More water. Literally just drink more water.
Water is everything. I drink so much fucking water. Yeah. But then also not being white.
Yeah, that is true.
I really do. I mean, like, come on, man.
That is true. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things. Well, no, because at the same time, yes, there are. I'm trying to think of a black person that has bad skin. I can't think of one. But
hey, Molly. I just wanted to say hi. Faceod, what's up? I don't know if you guys are still watching. I'm really trying to get better at like staying on top of this. Bolty, what's up, bro? I don't know what I was right about. Neha, two tits at the same time. NoFap is my favorite Reddit now. I wonder if I like put it up. Will her picture go up? There it is. It's working now.
What?
Everybody, if you're on there, follow her. She's a funny comic.
Hey.
And she's very funny. And she's one of her favorite comedians, one of my favorite comedians, Mr. Patrice O'Neill, the fucking one and only. Maybe I should put this shit up
here. So funny.
I can move this
so
around.
So funny. Do you think there'll ever be someone
Hold
like-
on. We got to stay on fucking Ramadan, bro.
Okay.
On Ramadan.
We were on Instagram just now. We'll do Ramadan and then we'll do Patrice.
So my point is that like, do you feel women are really... Do you feel more and more women are falling into the image trap and they're being more concerned about their image?
I think that's always been the case, though. I think Instagram just highlighted the issue.
I think it exacerbated it.
I think highlighted and exacerbated.
Nothing that makes it worse.
I think it made it worse.
I think it just made it spread more.
Made it spread faster than, I mean, they're
How's this? I don't know if you heard my eyebrow joke that I have in my set.
No.
Bro. I've been working on the eyebrow joke back in the Marty days. Remember when Marty's was open, that open mic?
I actually never went to Marty's.
Because you're a piece
of
shit.
I'm one of the rare people that never showed up at Marty's. Because Marty's was the original $5 mic, and I didn't want to pay. And now every mic is $5.
You fucking,
you know what I mean?
Cheap motherfucker.
Marty's was the original. But you pay your money, and you work on your craft.
I was doing those bits at fucking that mic, and I started noticing the eyebrow thing, right? Mm-hmm. Women were drawing on eyebrows and doing a bad job. Some were doing a really bad job. So I started doing jokes about it.
Yeah.
And to me, what's funny with this joke is that it didn't work when I first started working it. It wasn't on the radar of most people because it hasn't spread that fast.
Yeah.
I was an early, like, adaptive observationist. Like, I observed it way earlier than everyone else.
Yeah.
And then now when I do the joke, it fucking pops. And it's fucking amazing. And to me, that tells me that that makeup thing has spread so much.
Makeup,
the eyebrow thing is spread up so fucking much that now the joke is working.
Makeup on Instagram is one of the biggest. There are like people, like, you think we just know the comedians that are famous. There are makeup artists.
I know that.
That have like
Huda Beauty.
Hundred million.
She's like an Arab girl. Huda Beauty. She's like one of the first blow up like YouTube makeup artists.
Boom.
She ruined the faces of so many Arab girls that I. There was this one girl, man, that I was dating.
Huda,
she's so fucking hot.
Look what you did, Huda.
You know what I'm saying, Huda? You fucking ruined everything, like all the Arab women. You fucking, like my mom's great, but like, but my mom would ruin my, you know, I'm sure your mom would do this shit too, bro. I don't know if your mom did this.
Yeah.
My mom was like really, really like always wanted to take care of me and shit.
Yeah.
And then the thing that drove me the most crazy when I was a fucking kid is you fucking come home.
Yeah.
And everything is not where it was. Where is my fucking thing that was sitting right here? Oh, she put it away someplace else. Now you're spending.
She put it away, quote unquote.
And she's like doing it because she cares.
Yeah,
but she's fucking things up. You know?
Yeah, don't do that.
It's kind of like when guys, listen to me, man. Here's another fucking advice thing that I got from a Jewish, old Jewish friend of mine, Larry Rittner.
Larry Rittner.
If you're watching, Larry, this motherfucker gave me some dope advice, bro.
Okay.
In terms of like dating women, And bro, this is like poignant.
What's the advice?
I'll give you the story. What happened? I was dating this really young girl at the time.
Okay.
20 years younger than me.
Okay.
All right. But so fucking beautiful.
Okay.
And very mature for her age, but still would show me moments where it's like, oh my God, you're a kid. So me and Larry are having dinner. And
like when she talked about like Ninja Turtles or something like that?
No, you'll see what I'm talking about. So then all of a sudden, like,
I just wanted to add that in. I'm such a dick. I'm sorry.
So I'm like sitting there with Larry. We're just fucking having this. She calls me and I pick up the phone and she wants me to go with her to hang out with her friends. Like me and my friends are going to the mall. We're going when we want to hang out.
Well, clearly she's a child. She's going to the mall to hang out.
Bro, if you saw her titties, man, it was like, she was like 21, but like, shucking Jesus.
Okay.
But anyways, point is, you know, and then I told her straight up, I was like, nah, that's not going to happen. We'll talk about it later tonight when I see you, okay? And I very politely told her, not happening. She gave me resistance. But you know, like a grown-ass man, sorry, not happening. Chilling with Larry. Yeah. See you tonight.
Yeah.
Hung up the phone. Larry is like 70-something.
Yeah.
He starts clapping. Like, I felt bad. I wanted to get off the phone real quick because I'm worried. Like, I'm like, this is rude. We're having dinner. I'm on the phone. He starts clapping, bro. And he goes, Mike, what you did there was amazing. He goes, you told her exactly what was happening. You were not disrespectful. You never raised your voice. You even left it open for discussion later. He goes, bravo, that's amazing. I was like, oh man, I'm kind of worried that maybe I was on the phone. He's like, no, Mike, don't worry about it. He goes, you handled that perfectly, is what he tells me.
Yeah.
And this is what he tells me. He goes, if my daughter's husbands had enough balls you had, they'd be happier.
Mm.
And I was like, what do you mean, man? And he said this one thing. Guys, if anybody's fucking listening, fucking, this is the one thing he said. He's like, Mike, every girl is going to want to try to turn you into a nicer man. Never let a girl turn you into a nice guy. Because once she succeeds in turning you into a nice guy, she's going to leave you for a guy who's like you now.
I think my brain just melted.
And everything he said was real.
What do you mean, nice guy?
Okay.
Define that for
a
the
lot
people.
Of guys fall for this trap. Yes. I've done it. You've done it. I know. Okay. I know it. Okay? Girls fall for you.
Okay.
When you really don't care about them that much. Chances are that's typically how it works.
I don't want my young fans to think
whatever,
that
guys.
I'm
fucking this and this. The show's called Public Yemeni for a fucking reason. You think I'm.
No, I get what you're saying. I
my
get
point
what you're
is
saying.
Is that
I get
like,
what you're saying.
It's this, man.
That's
it's,
what you mean nice. You don't mean nice as in like polite and respectful. You mean nice as in like put you on such a pedestal that you'll do like what you said, like, oh, I don't want to go to the mall. I'm not going to go to the mall. That's not you being mean. That's you being you.
Exactly.
Boom.
Being a nicer guy, basically being the whole, I'll drop everything for you.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. No. I don't want you to leave me.
Yeah.
I'll do anything. Whatever you want.
Yeah.
I'll not see my friends. I'll stop playing video games.
Yeah.
You know, that type of shit.
Yeah.
Like some
that's
guys,
insane.
Some guys do fall for that.
I've seen that.
I know there's moments in my we've time when that. I was younger. I was like that.
We've seen guys that got married that we don't see no more.
Exactly.
We don't see them no
more. You don't
more.
See them no more. And then when you do see them, you're like, dude.
You look so unhappy.
You lost your edge.
You look so unhappy.
Where's your not fangs? You lost your fangs.
Not even fangs or anything. Yeah, of course. Like, you're married now. Your mind is different. You move differently. But you're just not happy. You know what I mean?
No,
like,
I get
I've
it.
Seen that. Like, yeah. I've seen it. Like,
And this goes for women.
Yeah.
This is not just, I don't think, like, when I think, I'm thinking about a guy who's a straight guy.
I'm talking
guy.
About men and women. I know female fans that have just disappeared when they get married or when they get into a relationship. And it's like, where are you? Like, some female comics that I know that are, like, beasts. Like, funny as fuck. Suddenly they get a boyfriend and then you never see them again. And I'm like, fuck, man.
That's what I'm saying. We can all fall for that trap. Yeah. And my point is that I think that goes back to the old adage of, like, just be you.
Yeah.
If you have to change for someone, it's time to fucking leave, bro. But hold on a second. That's not to say that.
What do you mean change?
But that's the thing. My point is, that's not to say don't listen to your partner.
Yeah.
Sometimes,
don't compromise.
I mean, what are relationships for? For me, one of the major things about a fucking relationship is that give and take.
Mm-hmm.
That the girl, my partner, can maybe one day tell me, yo, you have a blind spot.
Yeah.
You fucked up and I'm letting you know.
Yeah.
And you have to be like, fuck, she's right. This thing that I'm doing is trash. You know? Sometimes I would get into like a thing where I get like really frustrated in a conversation. I'll raise my voice too much.
Yeah.
And like, you know, I've had girls in the past be like, look, the conversation is hard to do when you do that.
Yeah.
That's a blind spot. That's something that I need to be like, yo, this is something I need to fucking work on. So change shit like that. But
I was the youngest of three, so I learned that the hard way when I raised my voice. I'm not getting heard.
Oh, no shit?
Yeah. No one's listening to me.
Did your dad hit you?
Huh? No, it's just in general. When I was an adult, if like they're trying to tell me something and I'm just totally disagreeing, if I just stay calm and get your point across, because my thing is, because we're comics. It's like we can always see both sides of something,
mm-hmm.
right? So I just want to get my point across,
mm-hmm.
and then so you understand where I'm coming from. Because
mm-hmm.
I already hear what you're saying. I'm exactly. a comic. I already heard.
You're an active listener.
Yeah, we're already active listening. We're comic. We're podcasters. We've been on podcasts. We're actors. You're an actor. I'm not. That's neither here. We're just.
I'm better
we
than
already,
you.
You're way better at acting.
Obviously.
Than me.
I know what suppository
on, well, you've been
is.
On, you have a Comedy Central credit, so who am I to say?
Yeah.
Who am I to
and talk? Netflix.
And Netflix.
Grace
I
and Frankie.
Not, oh, Grace and Frankie. I was counting the Chappelle special. You were.
And
right
I was
there.
On the Chappelle special.
You were on the Chappelle special.
In the front row.
You answered the question.
And I have a
credit,
line.
A credit is a credit.
If anybody ever watched the Dave Chappelle special, the one he did in the belly room, the smaller, more intimate one, I'm in the front row. And then he asks everyone,
what about them bitches?
What about them bitches? And I answered it perfectly. Yes. And then he goes, are you black?
Are you black? And you were like,
Yeah. I mean, come on, bro. I got upgraded.
Very good.
I got upgraded. I went from Arab to black. I mean,
very good.
I'm going to put that on my business card.
I went from Arab
are
to
you
black.
Are you black? Dave Chappelle. Cause I think that's a good.
I don't even have a response to that. What are we talking about? Ramadan. We haven't even talked about Ramadan.
What were we just talking about just now, though? We were talking about.
How to deal with.
Oh,
how
not,
to
changing. Sure,
not changing.
Not changing the bad things. So basically, don't ever let someone compromise your character. Is basically yes. what I'm saying.
There we go.
Don't let them come in there and compromise who you are at the core, especially yeah. things. And then, like, sometimes they try to change surface level things. Like, I remember one of my first girlfriends when I was really young, she wanted me to dress more black. So then she got me, like, FUBU and shit. And mm-hmm. I tried it for a little bit.
Listen, if I ever see someone not black wearing FUBU.
It wasn't real FUBU. What I'm saying is, like, that type of gear.
Oh, you got NUBU?
I got UBU.
You got UBU?
Yeah.
Fuck. I'm sorry about
I don't
that,
know what bro. That. I don't know what that UBU means.
What about Sean John? Were you wearing Sean John?
I had Sean John jorts.
I wore a lot of Sean John when I was younger.
I had Sean John jorts.
Really?
Jean shorts.
I like jean shorts.
With the fucking
I enjoyed jean
Sean
shorts
John
when I was
in cursive embroidery.
Yeah. Sean John I liked. Echo I liked.
I loved Echo. Echo was the shit, bro. I used to love Echo, man.
We didn't really wear FUBU.
I never wore FUBU because I knew.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even though sometimes I pass off as black, some people think I'm black. I don't.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I don't see it.
Black people sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. It might be the beard.
And I think maybe the way I carry myself, or yeah. I'm not sure what it is.
Might be. You do.
This one black comedian one time told me, she goes, it's really funny. She goes, she goes, I thought you were black. She goes, because you talk. She goes, you sound like you're a black guy.
He's just from Detroit, though.
Is that what it is, maybe?
It's a Detroit thing.
I don't know what
you
it
probably
is.
Probably think. Also, you look, you can pass off as like someone who's mixed. Like you have a black mom.
Well, I mean, it's Yemen. It's right next to Ethiopia. So it's like, you know, to think that there's no gradient in race. Like it's like there's the border and it's just like, it doesn't work like that.
No, there are some really dark Yemenis.
Oh, for sure, man.
Yeah.
There's some Yemenis straight up look like black people.
Yeah. And there are some Ethiopians that look Arab.
Yep.
Right? With the curly hair and everything.
I'm trying to get this girl on Hinge to come out. Ethiopian chick. She's not watching this, though, for sure. I mean, she's not even coming out to meet me.
There's
so.
No way.
Unless she's using this to screen me.
That'd be funny if she just looked up. If she just looked you up on Facebook really quick and was like, oh, he's live right now. Let me watch this. Ramadan.
Neha said, there was a feature about LA plastic surgeons doing a look called Instagram face because girls are starting to all want the same thing. Jesus
damn.
Christ.
Shout out to Neha, by the way. Neha Talreja.
Yeah. Wow.
Guest of our podcast. We got to get you back, Neha.
So we're almost up on an hour. I just wanted to know what was the next thing we were talking about?
We're going to do Ramadan and then we're going to talk about Patrice.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about Patrice, bro. Fuck, I love Patrice.
Patrice is funny, man.
Did you watch the documentary?
Yes. Well, how did you feel about it? I have different feelings. I liked it and it was honest. It was a rightfully honest documentary only because every time I heard like old school comics talk about Patrice with two things. One, it was extremely funny.
And an
one
asshole.
Of the best. Two, he held himself back a lot.
Yeah.
Right?
He was an asshole.
And that's
sad.
And that's what the documentary said.
I had no idea about that part of him. That he was that difficult to work with, to be honest.
I knew the Chris Rock story. I knew that he was supposed to be the dad on Everybody Hates Chris, apparently. And he was like, no, I don't want to go in and read. He just didn't want to go in and read.
That's just so weird, man.
And you're like, dude, all you have to do is
look at it. Look how he was with his body.
Yeah. Yeah.
He didn't show up for himself.
Yeah.
He didn't show up for other people. He didn't show up for himself,
yeah,
bro.
I know.
Fucking got a stroke and died at like fucking, 42 or some shit?
Yeah, sucks.
You know?
Elephant in the Room was amazing.
Best fucking special. To this day, still one of my
favorite
specials.
One of the best specials on
Comedy
Central.
I think it's one of the best taped specials. I don't know.
Of all time?
Top whatever. I blow out of
I put Elephant in the Room as top. I put Elephant in the Room as top 10.
Top 10?
Definitely top 10.
I put top fucking 5 maybe, man. But then again, I haven't collected enough data and like watched that many specials to be able to be like.
You don't need to.
All I know is
a lot of them are trash. Patrice is good.
All I know is this. that elephant in the room special made me feel like I was in the audience. It was that fucking funny. He was that jolting. The first time I watched it, I was crying, like falling off the couch, crying. Friends that I watch it to, fucking having seizures, crying so fucking hard from a TV screen, bro.
Yeah.
Typically, you have to be at the club to witness that type of energy, right?
To feel like you're in the room.
But that elephant in the room special, bro,
different.
It felt like you was different. There, man.
It's different. Because he started off with talking to the audience.
Yeah.
He started, because you didn't, usually a special starts like, hey, how you doing? Then you start doing your jokes. But you didn't give a fuck what was going on. But you started looking around, be like, oh, look at your big titties. Look at this guy. Look at this
guy. Thank you to the audience coordinator for putting them titties in the front row.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's the thing, though. And I think it was also directed really well. And I want to know if he had a hand in, like, letting them know, like, before the show, hey, I'm gonna talk about that girl. I'm going to talk about that black girl, whatever.
I don't think she did.
I'm pretty sure he might have, bro.
He might have.
Because to me, it's like the camera work in that show was amazing. Like, they were on it.
Yeah.
No matter who he was talking to, they was on that fucking shit. Yeah.
Well, they were on the first row. That's why. You always
not
have
all
the,
of them.
Probably have the... Who wasn't on the first
well, that
row?
Lady, the remember the white lady he was talking about? How, like, awesome, like, how white ladies can get away with
oh,
shit.
Oh, yeah.
She was, like, in the back a little bit to the side.
Yeah.
Then he had some of the people in the front. Yeah. And then when he was talking about that one white lady, remember he would talk about the one black girl?
Yeah.
And he'd go to the black woman, he'd be like, come on, if you went missing, how long would they look at you?
Yeah.
Like, I would look at you. I would look for you.
Yeah.
He goes, but Nancy Grace?
No.
She's like, look at her. She's the leading story on Nancy Grace for 5 weeks.
Yeah.
But to me, it's like the camera work, the they fucking captured that
There's
shit
a video I'll perfectly. Send you later on how to film a comedy special, and then a guy makes the point where a lot of comedy specials are filmed incorrectly, in the sense that
you need to send me that
some people which makes perfect sense. It's like some people aren't a theater act, so you need to film them in a club. You need to film them close company, right? And some people, you know, and a lot of specials, they when you bring them out, they do that same wide pan shot of like them coming out to the stage and then them behind them where you see everything. And then it's like
the crane shot.
Yeah, the crane shot where it zooms in and then it zooms out. And it's like you don't.
They did it with Patrice, though, in the beginning.
That's
they did it.
That was Comedy Central special, right? And also Patrice was funny, and Patrice can handle a theater that he was in.
That's true.
But it's like, if you do that same thing for, like, Gerard Carmichael shouldn't do the stadium zoom in, zoom out. He should do the way
he
did it. The intimate, I'm just talking to you guys.
I'm talking to
my friends kind of thing. I'll send you that video.
I want to watch that because, you know, when I get to that point, I kind of want to know all the do's and don'ts, you know, like shooting them.
Well, it's not really a do and don't. It's just you shoot them based on the person's style.
Sure.
Right?
Sure. And listen, Joe Rogan, he had a Netflix special back in the early 2000s where he was wearing that fucking like painter's cap, but he was wearing it backwards.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw that one. I don't know what's the name of it, but he had the Egypt bit. Did you see the Egypt bit?
No.
Bro, when you
I don't want to get people angry. I've actually never seen Joe Rogan do stand up. I need to go back.
He's funny.
I need to go like watch it. It's probably like Rocky Mountain High.
No, this is way before that.
Before that?
I think it might be Shiny Happy Jihad.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm not sure. Wait, it's like early 2000s, bro. And they shot it in a tiny club.
Yeah.
It was a tiny fucking club. They had like a camera in the back, right? Mm-hmm. And they had another camera. And then you could tell they had a camera in the audience.
Yeah.
It was really intimate and cool.
Yeah.
And you can tell the guy who was in the audience would switch. Like he would be like on the fly.
Yeah.
So he would like get this angle and he would like sit next to people. Then he would go around and then... I don't know. I thought that special was pretty good because his jokes hit hard in that special. You know, you really felt like you were there.
Yeah.
And it was done cheap.
Yeah.
But it was still good.
Comedy specials are really all about the editing.
Yeah. And the venue.
And the venue.
The venue's got to be right.
The venue has to be right.
And I think it's got to be like, I've heard Rogan say it on his podcast, you got to shoot like at least four.
At least four?
He said you can't just have a one day.
You can't do one. You can't do a one shot.
Sometimes you do a one day, but... And then he uses like Bill Hicks. Bill Hicks had a special. back in the, like, just before he died of cancer.
Well, Bill Hicks had like 10 specials.
But no, this is what his last one, where he was like having the cowboy hat. I don't know if you've seen that.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw the, like, the video of it. I never watched it though.
Yeah, if you watch it, you'll see what I'm saying. It's kind of like it was only a one take, and you could tell he was having the jitters on that take.
Yeah.
He needed another show.
Yeah.
You know, one of those nights where you do like one show and you're like, fuck, if I had another one, I'd kill
it. Anytime I have a weekend.
Yeah.
The Thursday shows, I've never done well on a Thursday. Right. Ever. Ever. I'll do all right.
I'll do good.
I've never like totally bombed. Mm. But the difference between Thursday and then Friday second show.
Friday first show for me.
Two different shows.
Friday first show?
Friday first show, yes, I'm back.
Usually
in the groove.
It's more people.
Yes.
That's the one I'm usually feeling.
But difference between Thursday and Friday are just two different Kazims.
Yeah.
Two totally different Kazims. Because I'm more loose. I'm having more fun. I definitely showed up. Usually I'm flying in on a Thursday, so I'm a little more tired.
Oh, right? Dude, we lost your fucking camera feed.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me, though?
I'm pretty sure everybody can still hear you. Oh, can you guys still hear Kazim? I have no idea.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear Kazim? Where the fuck? Hold on a second. Oh, I made your camera small, I think. What the fuck did I do?
What did you? We're about to wrap up anyway, though, right?
Hold on a second, bruh.
What did you do?
What did I do?
Hold on. Yeah, Ramadan starting.
Let me add another fucking camera here. What? You said Ramadan starting?
It's starting. Starting soon.
That's not the camera I'm trying to get. Sorry, guys. I'm just trying to figure this shit out. Boom. There he is. Got you back, Kazim.
Hey.
Yo, this program is the shit, though.
Thanks for having me on your podcast, by the way. I'm happy I could be the first guest.
Thanks for doing it,
guest.
Like,
not
I mean,
a problem.
Honestly,
I like the setup.
I wasn't even going to fucking do this. I literally was not even thinking about doing it this early. And then when you told me to do your podcast, I was like, bro, I
now
might as
time.
Well just fucking run it, bro.
That's my podcast, Tough Choice with Kazim Rahman.
Yeah, you guys got to check out. And guys, follow Kazim, man, at Kazim Comedy.
At Kazim Comedy on everything.
He's a better Muslim than me.
I'm all right.
Anybody who's like into Islam?
I do. I try my best, right?
Yeah.
I try to pray. I don't eat pork.
Fucking, ugh. You never had bacon?
I've on accident.
Not even once.
Not on purpose. On accident. You know, sometimes you order a burger and you don't know it comes with bacon, right? At some of these like mom and pop shops, right? And no one reads the fine print. So you just like, give me the double cheeseburger. And you don't know that every burger just comes with bacon. Stuff like that, right? Well, you taste it. You know how stuff's supposed to taste.
Bitch, right? Have you had bacon?
Not on purpose.
What? Ugh, not on purpose.
Not on purpose.
This is some fucking... No. This is
on
just...
On accident, you bite in and you're like, this tastes weird.
This is a
and
Muslim's way of saying, hey, family members, you know, don't come after me. Don't...
Come after me if you want. People make mistakes. You're good. Right? No one's perfect.
How was it, though?
How was it? Tasted different. I like turkey bacon way better than I like regular bacon.
Dude, you don't even know, bro. Let me tell you something.
Okay, go ahead.
Turkey bacon.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
It's good. Okay. It is just turkey breast.
Hold on a second.
Yes.
When you eat actual fucking bacon, bro.
Okay.
Turkey bacon.
Okay. Speak your truth.
If bacon was pussy,
okay,
turkey bacon is a fleshlight.
Turkey bacon.
That's what I'm saying. Like, as soon as you have bacon, you're like, get the fuck out of here with this shit.
What is this, though? It's really a fleshlight.
What the fuck
you throw
is
it in the garbage.
Yeah,
I get it.
You got to put it. You got to put it in the fucking dishwasher every time you nut in it. Yeah. Come on, bro. It's too much work.
Okay, fair. That is a fair analogy. I don't. Oh, our families are going to see this, and one of our families are going to be very surprised. It's going to be mine.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I've never had bacon on purpose. I've had bacon on accident.
Okay,
right. Especially when I say or when I'll order like a burger and I'll be like, no bacon, because the burger would come with bacon. I'll be like, no bacon, and they'd still put bacon in it.
Right? Okay, but have you? Okay, let me ask you this.
Okay.
When you ate the bacon and you realized it was bacon.
Mm-hmm. It didn't taste bad.
Hold on. What? Was it on a burger?
Yes.
Okay. What did you do after you found out it was bacon on there?
It depends. Is it already?
It depends. What do you mean? No. What happened, bro?
Is it already?
There's not like two timelines. You can just choose your own destiny. Hold
on, Mike. If it's already swallowed, then there's nothing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's still in my mouth, I'll spit it out.
Okay. But what happened then?
What do you mean? What happened then? I don't know what you're talking about. What are you trying to say right now?
I'm trying to say what?
Are you trying to be like, in my head, I was like, oh, this bacon is delicious. Maybe I should.
Bro, I'm trying to figure out what happened what happened to that bite?
Yes.
When you found out it was bacon.
Okay.
Did you find out it was bacon after you finished the burger?
No. You never find out something. If you find out it's bacon after you finish the burger, you knew it was bacon at least halfway through that burger.
Do you burn in hell then?
No, you don't burn in hell for bacon. I don't know. I'm not the one to judge, so.
What do you think?
If you burn in hell for eating bacon?
Do you think that's...
If it's just bacon?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you think God will, like...
I mean, you shouldn't eat bacon. I would say, according to Islam, it's a sin.
You want
to
know why?
You're saying that, I'll give it this way, right? Well, one, the answer is, I don't know. That's the answer, right? But if you're trying to ask the question, let's say it's like, I'm like, quote unquote, the perfect Muslim. And I eat bacon every Saturday, right? Where am I in the level of Muslim, right? I don't know. That's the answer. Because we're taught that we're not the one who judges. God's the one who judges, right? So, I don't know.
I don't know either, bro.
But yeah.
At the same time.
Bacon tastes good.
And here's the thing. Hypocrites. Hypocrites ruin Islam for me. As a kid, like growing up.
Mm-hmm. But why should
Arabs love to smoke?
Yeah, hookahs,
cigarettes.
Hookahs dangerous.
Motherfuckers will
hookahs dangerous.
They're giving themselves fucking lung cancer, and then they fucking look it down at me for fucking getting protein and fucking fat in my system.
Time out. Mike. If you don't put that shit on stage, I'm going to fight you. The Arabs smoking, and like I'm at least getting protein. You're literally getting cancer.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I eat bacon now, because I'm like,
that's not why you eat bacon. You don't.
That's not why I eat bacon, but that's one of the reasons that makes me. I'm like, fuck you guys.
Yes, but
the sheikh, the imam will be like, mwah, mwah, in the fucking parking lot between fucking sermons. Like, man,
yeah.
Why? Why is it that you can smoke a cigarette? Uh-huh. Is it because? Here's the thing. And I'm probably going to get beheaded for this, okay? Mm-hmm. But I like to think.
Listen, I thought we were going to get beheaded a while ago.
I like to think.
During this podcast. Okay? Go ahead.
And I kind of thought myself out of religion in many respects. Because to me, hold on.
I'm listening to you, Mike. Go ahead. Hold on. I'm listening.
To me, it's like, how in the fuck can you not see that the only reason pork is outlawed more than anything was because when the Quran was written, now Muslims say it wasn't written. It was handed down by God. And this is where I start having even more issues, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's because they didn't know back then that cigarettes were killing fucking people. But they could visibly see people dying from eating pork.
That's not why we don't eat pork.
That is why we don't eat pork.
Well, no, the simple explanation, you don't eat pork because
that's how I was raised.
Oh, you. Okay,
and we're the ones that created Islam, so I don't know what second-handed. Yeah.
Yemenis didn't create.
Yeah, we did.
That's not how it's. That's not how religion.
Arabs.
How
Arabs created Islam, bro.
No, you may not just look into the camera and say that shit.
But it's true.
No.
Who?
No.
Who brought it down?
It was revealed to the Arabs. Yes. Okay.
Revealed.
But you're saying it.
That's
that
hilarious.
They, you're saying that
it was
they
revealed. Revealed.
I swear to God.
David Copperfield was there, and he
fucking
like.
You were a decent human being.
What were you gonna do? What you would see? Course that's the Muslim in you.
No, that's not the. I'm not gonna light you on fire in my own apartment.
let's go outside. The there's a pool out there that I can jump into.
Yeah, of course, of course. No, I get the sentiment, right? You're saying that the hypocrisy of people led you out of religion.
I get that. And seeing it in every fucking angle. Like, to me, Kazim, this is the type of person that I am. Mm-hmm. Listen, you are a real Muslim. There's not many.
Hold on a second.
Okay. There's not that many real religious people in this world, whether they be Christian, Jewish, whatever religion that they say that they're a part of. Mm-hmm. I feel the majority of people who say they are of a certain religion are doing it intermittently. Mm-hmm. They're not really in it, right?
But what's in it?
Like, okay, for example, you went and prayed right now.
Yeah.
You pray 5 times a day.
Yeah.
You do Ramadan, right? You try. You actually put the steps in to do it. You don't drink. I've never seen you drink when we're at the clubs.
No.
I've never seen you do drugs.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you are.
Well, we do have friends, but none of our friends make drugs appealing. They usually say, I don't have a single
friend. I make it appealing. I'm high right now. Look at this whole fucking thing I just started, bro. The fuck out of here. I don't make it look appealing. Look at my muscles, cuz. Look at that fucking workout. Look at those veins.
No, you have muscles because you work out and you eat protein.
Yeah.
Not the pork protein, but the protein.
I lost my train of thought, bro. I was making a really good point.
You're saying that you're using me as an example. Thank you. I don't deserve
you
it.
Listen.
Yes.
I see Muslims or religious people that are like you, and they exude the teachings. They let the structure of the religion that they're doing harmonize who they are as a person.
Yeah.
And then that harmony resonates.
Okay.
There's not that many people who claim that they are of that religion that are that harmonious with it. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
A lot of people are conflicted with it. A lot of people are like, you know, gay, but they're Christian and feeling bad about it. A lot of people just say that they're Christian and they don't really fucking do anything Christian-like. Yeah. Or they're just like, you know, someone like me, I was like, I'll tell you that I'm a Muslim, but if my family members asked me, I'm honest enough to tell them no. And I'm not doing it being disrespectful, saying that I don't want to be a Muslim because I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
I don't think I can have the ability to look someone in the eye and be like, I am a Muslim, when I'm not doing any of the things.
But what is that? But what makes you Muslim now? Right? That's the main question.
You're the resident expert here, bro. You're fucking like you were on the phone with your fucking terrorist cell back there.
That was not a terrorist. Just because I say salam to somebody and I closed, okay, fair enough. I did go into my room, I closed the door, and then I was like, hey, salam alaikum, how are you? I didn't do that. Okay, fair. That's fair. Yeah. But the question remains, what makes you Muslim? And the simple answer is believe in God. And believe that the prophet is the last prophet. And that's it. Everything after that is between you and God.
Okay, now I got a problem. You know what I mean? I already got a problem with that.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So now I have to believe that there is a God.
Okay, yeah, that's the first step.
First step.
First believe
have
that
to.
Yeah.
Can't have questions.
You can have questions. Why wouldn't you want to have questions?
All my questions led me out of the like the more questions you have, like the questions is like a like if you're at the bottom of a well and that is religion, questions is the rope that gets you out of the well.
Yeah. Okay. That's actually a very good analogy.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like to me, it's like
Think of it this way. Do you have questions about the religion, or are you questioning the religion? Those are two different things. Right?
Okay. In terms of questioning the religion, I question all the three main religions. I caused a lot of problems in Muslim school. They used to send me to Muslim school.
Sundays.
With
ours
the Muslim
was Saturday.
School.
The Nigerians did it on Saturday, and then they sent us to the Arabs on Sunday.
And we did our Sundays. That's real funny. Even in like Detroit, we did them on Sundays.
Yeah.
And I hated fucking...
Yeah.
We called it Arabic school. Fucking hate it. I didn't want to learn Arabic.
You might have had just, I mean, not to sound mean, but you might have just had some shitty teachers.
I don't think I had shitty teachers.
Okay.
I think I had a lot of people in Detroit that were Muslim, that were shitty Muslims.
Yes. So especially at a young, and if we're being,
I saw a lot of fucking
fair,
like Muslims
at
that
a
were
young
like,
age.
Just
right.
I'm Muslim,
when you
but you're
see
not.
When you see people, that's like seeing. That's like you never want to meet your heroes when you're young.
That type of shit,
right? And you see something, you're like, wait, you just told me not to do that, and then I see you doing
and
that.
And then you contradicted
and you
yourself.
Just saying, and you're saying, don't do that because the religion says
exactly.
And it's not just you. It's that's every, lots of people of every faith go through that, and that's understandable. Right. And then I don't have an answer of
I have too many questions. Like to me, it's like one
keep
of my
having, I will
one
say
of
this.
My one of my major questions was this. OK.
Yes. OK.
If there is one God.
OK.
And we're supposed to believe in him.
Uh-huh.
Her. It.
Uh-huh.
They.
Uh-huh. Well, don't give God human aspects.
Exactly. That's a thing. That's a thing in Islam.
Yeah.
If there's no gender to her.
Yeah.
To God, but we still call him he. So I don't fucking know.
Well, just he. Just
because it was written by a guy, bro. No, let me tell you something. By an Arab guy who looks like me. Let me tell you something.
No. Let's get that's to
because you're not allowed to think that, okay? Hold on a second.
That is, I'm not laughing because it's funny. I am laughing because that is so preposterous.
It was bestowed. It was bestowed to
okay.
him.
Yes.
He downloaded it. He downloaded it? Is that what it was? Is that
essentially,
how
he... yes.
And onto then what? Onto a rock?
What do you mean?
Where was the iPad?
Well, it was written later, right? Think of it this way. The Quran was revealed Muhammad.
That's not...
And then Muhammad told it to the people.
That's
the
not...
same way you would memorize a song is the same way you would memorize the Quran. Can you... You know how many songs I know in my head just instantly out of repetition, right? Also... Dude, they didn't have Facebook back then. All they did was just memorize what they were told.
I know. And one thing that people don't know about the Quran, if you don't know, which a lot of people don't talk about.
What?
Which is the one miraculous thing about the Quran, if you ask me, is that it's one long rap cipher.
It's not.
It is.
It doesn't all rhyme.
It rhymes. The whole thing pretty much rhymes.
A lot of it rhymes.
A lot of it rhymes.
It's a very good analogy.
It's a good rap cipher, bro. It's just one long rap cipher. Everything rhymes. It's like poetry. Yeah. So like
it is like poetry.
It's teaching you a lesson.
And it's easy to memorize.
And it's easy to memorize.
It's easy to memorize.
Easy to indoctrinate.
No.
Public Yemeni.
What do you mean?
Number one.
When you say indoctrinate, I get the feeling behind saying that, but I wouldn't use the word indoctrinate.
Bullshit. Right? It is what
I
it
will
is.
Say,
I was indoctrinated with that rhyme as a kid.
Yes.
Every time. Bismillah ir-Rahman ir-Rahim.
First of all, you said that so wrong.
Maliki. So hold on, what I'm saying is that like, tell me that's not indoctrination. Tell me that's not programming.
But you're using indoctrination as a negative, you're using indoctrination to have a negative connotation. I get what you're saying. You're teaching them the religion. I get that. But I think a lot of times where our parents' generation fell flat is they didn't inspire us to be a part of the religion. They just said, do this.
Well, I think that was
right.
I think that was from every generation. It was like that, I think.
And that's a lot of generations. That's a lot of
I think that's
people
most
that
people. Most people just want to copy and paste. They don't want to do the work.
Yeah. They never want to choose the religion. You have to give your kids a reason to choose the religion that you want them to.
I was trying to make a point earlier.
I don't remember what point.
The point that I was trying to make is that here's one thing that has me questioning religion. You have three religions, all came up in the same area.
Okay.
In the entire fucking planet.
Okay.
If I was God,
hold on a second.
If I was God and I was going to try to pass down the message one time.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
And then it was like, man, those Jews. Fuck, man, I gotta send the message again. The whole planet. Yeah, I'm gonna try the Jews one more time. I'll do one more time.
Well, three times because they got.
Let's Judaism. Do one more time.
Judaism was first. And
I know that. That's what I'm saying. Do one more time.
One more time.
He did the second time.
One more time.
And then he's like, "All right, you know what? This whole area is fucked up. They're not. They keep fucking up the message. Let me go to people in the same area."
So yeah. Like,
come on. If the miracle is he passed down these knowledge to us, okay, three times, okay. I think the most miraculous thing would be okay. is that the same message came out in three polarizing areas of the planet. Imagine
okay.
if the same message got out by a Chinese man, and then another one was some Inuit Indian guy,
okay.
and then this is before internet, and then everyone would be like, holy shit, how the fuck did we kind of get the same message?
Okay.
But when you look at the three religions happening only in the Middle East, that tells okay. me it was man-made and man-spread.
Okay. I see.
That's my logic of going, this stuff is not real.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
In terms of it, it came down from God.
I see what you're saying, right? For that, I don't know. But I will say, Islam doesn't say that there were only three religions. It's just saying that it's the last one. Does that make sense? Where it doesn't say...
No, I know that because Islam is inclusive of the other religions.
Yes, but also at the same time, in addition to that, just because there are 25, there are like 25 to like... like 20 to 25 like prophets mentioned in the Quran. It doesn't mean there's only 25 of them. It just says these are 25 that we're going to talk about in this book.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that there weren't prophets in South Africa back in the day before it was discovered as South Africa. It doesn't mean that there weren't other religions. I created it. Islam is just saying that was a misstep. But
this face here, we make it.
But they're just saying Islam is the last one. That's all Islam is saying, right? But I get your point. I don't have an answer for that.
My point is this. Yes. I think religion is beautiful when people who actually use it as a guide
mm-hmm.
to harmonize themselves
yes.
and everything around them.
Rather than people use it to control... And people use it to judge.
And shame.
And people use it to shame.
You know?
That I agree with.
Because I think religion, I meet Muslims.
Or for violence.
I meet people who have a religion. You know the best people who have a religion are people like you, Kazim. They're the people who are like, yo, this religion is for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing this for me. Mm-hmm. It makes me feel good.
Yeah.
And that's where the buck stops.
Yeah.
A lot of people use it as sort of a place of virtue where it's like, mm-hmm. I'm better than you now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's just like, you know,
go ahead.
Ramadan. Mm-hmm. I will say this though. The best lesson in Islam that I ever had growing up Muslim, Ramadan. Ramadan, okay. Ramadan, Ramadan. I think everyone should do Ramadan at least once in their fucking life,
mm-hmm.
especially if you have kids and you're not Muslim. I say, show solidarity with the Muslims during the month and practice it. I think there's something so amazing about as a kid
mm-hmm.
being hungry in Michigan during summer solstice. The sun doesn't go down till 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
I hated broccoli. You know what my dad would do? He would troll me. He would steam broccoli like 4 hours before the sun would go down.
Damn.
And he put it in front of me with butter and salt. And he's like, imagine. And then like I really started looking at that broccoli as that's the most amazing thing ever.
Yeah.
Like you realized what it was like. And then, you know, and then your mom would remind you, yeah, you know what it feels like to be poor.
Yeah.
But the sun goes down and you get to eat. Some people don't.
Yeah.
And there's nothing. And then as a kid, you imbue that shit.
Yeah.
And if your parents use it in a very good way to instill empathy.
Yeah.
That's one of the most beautiful lessons, I think, is Ramadan, because it really forced you as a kid already to be very disciplined.
Yeah.
And have empathy. You know?
Uh-huh. So. When I was a kid, I still cheated like once or twice.
Because you're a piece of shit. look. I was the best Muslim growing up. As a kid, I was in it, bro.
No, when I was a child, I was what are you talking about? If I was hungry, this is when I was a child, right? You're a child, it's Ramadan, and you're like, yo, I'm kind of hungry. I'm going to sneak some popcorn.
Yeah.
I'm going to sneak some popcorn once or twice. right?
Yeah.
But then when you're older, it's like, it's not even, because when you're a kid, it's like, yo, I'm missing food. When you're an adult, it's like, I'm just missing lunch. I'm really just skipping lunch.
Yeah.
It's really not that.
Bro.
It's not that.
As an adult, it's not that bad.
It's not that hard at
all. Especially if you do it out here and the sun goes down at a reasonable time.
Yeah.
Like, I intermittent fast already.
Yeah, exactly.
It's really nothing.
Right?
You just got to, like, cut out liquids.
Yeah.
And, you know, boom. It really is not that much. Especially if you wake up before the sun goes up.
Boom.
And you gorge and you on
eat.
A bunch of food.
And you eat, you drink enough water. Right? You drink a lot of water and you have protein and vegetables.
But,
you're good for the rest of the day.
As a kid,
yes.
Summer solstice in Michigan, waking up at fucking 4:30 in the morning to try to eat something before the sun comes up.
Yes.
And then all summer, outdoors, running.
Oh, yeah. When you're a kid?
Playing basketball.
I still went to gym class. I didn't get no notes. Ain't nobody have no. Me and my friends that were Muslim in the school, we don't do notes. We still do gym. Not drinking water.
No shit.
But we playing basketball.
Same here, bro.
Right?
Shredded.
Ain't no notes.
Shredded, bro.
As a kid, I don't remember. I think I was skinny fat. I was definitely skinny fat.
I was like, during Ramadan, I was like shredded, bro. But yeah, man, I think that, you know, to me, that's just the thing, man.
But to wrap
to me, like, if anybody gets offended, like, how come you're not a Muslim anymore? My point is this. It's hard to be a Muslim. It's not easy. And I want to be honest with myself. Mm-hmm. And I want to be honest with other people who are Muslim around me.
Well, give it a shot, Mike.
And let you guys know,
give it a shot, Mike.
If I said I was Muslim, you'd just be like, oh, yeah, he's Muslim. But I'm like, yo, dude, I'm like, I don't know. I'm not playing that game. I'm not checking off a lot of the things off the line. And I know so many people that are like me, they still go around with, oh, yeah, yeah, I'm a Muslim and I'll stuff
because
it all
what
out of
makes
this.
You, because the, you're talking about the actions. I'm talking about just the simple belief. That's what makes you Muslim at the base.
Yeah, but I can't believe
everything else.
That there is a God.
Yeah, first you have to believe there's a God. First we got to start with
I'm agnostic.
First,
I'm like, yes, maybe, maybe not.
Start with the belief in God first. Then we can work on the bacon next year, bro.
Okay, how do we work on the belief on God, cuz?
I don't know. I can look it up.
You guys had 2,000 years to come up with an answer, bro. And you guys still, you have a book that's a fucking book of riddles. And you still don't have an answer,
riddles,
bro.
A book of rhymes. Shut your mouth, Mike. What riddle is in the... I don't... Stop looking at the camera.
It's my show, bitch. I block you, bro. No.
I get what you're saying. I think that's another question for another podcast. You know what you should... No, bro. I can get you...
Some crazy Muslim? You're going to get some crazy Muslim
no
in here, bro?
No one's crazy.
We should get our moms in here.
I can... Yes, our moms will just start yelling. And then...
No, my mom don't yell, bro.
Not yell... But they'll just be shaking their heads the whole time.
That'd be funny, bro. That'd be funny if we had like a Muslim podcast where you're like a super good Muslim and I'm a terrible Muslim. And then in the background, our moms are just like, they don't say anything.
Yeah, exactly.
They just have to like... And sometimes they get up and clean.
Yeah, they give each other... Our moms would definitely clean this. This place isn't even dirty. But our moms would definitely find something.
Feed us carbs.
Something.
Like, I'm trying to get my abs out. No abs. You look sick.
Yeah, exactly. Where's your rice? Why don't you have rice?
This is why no woman want to be you. You're skinny.
Yeah. No, I get what you're saying.
Did your parents ever beat you?
Yeah, I'm still Nigerian. Bro.
Okay.
We got
destroyed. Just wanted to fucking make sure. Yeah, I got obliterated.
We got
bro.
Destroyed.
Obliterated.
And that's another thing.
How's that religious, bro?
What are you talking about?
Man.
Beating your kid?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's fucked up.
That's how come cultural. There's not a, that's cultural.
How come the Quran has a chapter on how to beat your wife? That was another one of
there's
the...
There's no chapter on
there
that.
There is.
There's a chapter?
Oh, you haven't fucking
Look
read it.
Up.
You said you
that's
read
a chapter?
Oh, yeah.
Or is that a... Well, no.
Chapter,
hold on.
Verse,
hold on. Hold
line,
on.
Line, riddle,
break
rhyme.
Break it up. Backtrack. I'll tell you exactly what's going on.
When I read the Quran...
This is very
easy. When I
actually
read it when I was an adult...
But how
when I got over
reading,
this, I'm like...
But you're not reading it in context. You're reading one line.
No. I know the context.
Hold on.
The context
because
is...
you can't just... You're reading it, but you're not... There's a hadith that goes with that verse.
Oh,
that
fuck the hadith.
About.
I don't believe in the
exactly.
hadith thing, man.
Exactly. Well, you don't believe what Muhammad
bro,
said about the
we
verse?
We need another podcast for this shit.
Listen to what... Okay, I'll explain this. This is very simple to explain, right?
Okay.
Right. There was a...
It's not going to make me feel like you've made a point.
You're telling me that suddenly we're allowed to beat our wives, which is not true. Right?
All right.
One. Right?
Number one.
The verse starts off like this. It's in chapter four. I want to say chapter four. I don't know what chapter it is. The Quran is basically talking about how to argue with your wife, right? Or
yes. That's exactly what it is.
I'm
confirming.
Okay. All right. Now it's saying first do this, then do this, then you know you can like remove yourself from the situation. Then you can do that. Then you can do this. Then you can do that. Then you can do this. Then it says then you can lightly beat her. Now listen. Hold on. When that
they always say lightly. It never says lightly in there. But anytime I ever talk to a Muslim, lightly.
It does say lightly.
Lightly.
Go read the verse.
I'm trying to find it.
Pull it up. Pull that shit up. We gotta do my podcast, bro. We'll wrap up in like 9:30. Anyway, then the people heard that verse and they went to the Prophet, right? Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then they were like, yo, what does this verse mean? Right? And he took like a little pencil, something the size of a pencil, and he like hit someone's hand with it, and he's like, that's what it means. That's what it means. And that's in the hadith that we also believe in. So, no, you may not beat your wife in Islam. Mm. And also, what? Go ahead. Are you talking about culturally? Because culturally, people do fucked up things.
No, bro.
Right? Or are you talking about in Islam?
I'm trying to pull up the actual verse.
You may pull up the verse that you want.
And I remember when I read it, homie. You were right. Basically, it says if your wife is being defiant, not listening to you, right?
Yes.
First, you talk to her.
First you do this, then you do that. Right?
Then if she doesn't do any of these things, you lead her into your bedroom, place her on your bed, and then you may hit her. Okay? Hold on a second.
Where are you reading these things?
Bro, I'm trying to find it, man. The internet is not fun anymore, especially when you're fucking running a podcast. Because
I know.
Like, to me, this is one of those things where I need someone to do it or like I need
to... You a producer?
I mean, you know.
We need to do my podcast in like 10 minutes.
Hold on.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing, bro. After reading that verse, to give credit to the Quran.
Okay.
Anytime I talk to other Muslims and I say, I point to that verse, they all do the same thing you did.
What do they do?
You hit them lightly.
No.
Hold on. In the Quran, it doesn't say anything about lightly. It doesn't say anything about pressure or whatever. Hold on a second. It doesn't even clarify that, right?
Because hold on. The clarification is what I just said.
But to me, it's like, why do you need... But the hadith I have a problem with because the hadith was written 100 years after Muhammad died.
It wasn't.
Yes, it was.
100 years?
Yes.
No.
Because Muslims were fighting after he died over whether they're going to be Shia or Sunni. And then
they're not fighting over what the Prophet said though. Do you realize that? You understand that at least? They weren't fighting over what's in the Quran. Does that make sense?
Here we go. Men are the caretakers of women. As men have been provisioned by Allah over women and tasked with supporting them financially. And righteous women are devoutly obedient and, when alone, protective of what Allah has entrusted them with. And if you sense ill conduct from your women.
Shut the fuck up.
Women.
Hold on.
I just gotta finish writing this.
You are the worst. We gotta do one camera from now on. No more single shots from this.
Advise them first. That's the first thing.
Okay.
Right? If they persist.
Do you realize again, you're reading the Quran and I just told you what a hadith said? Go ahead.
I have a problem with hadith. So
you can't have a problem with it.
Hold on. So advise them first.
Okay.
If they persist, do not share their beds.
Okay.
But if they still persist, then discipline them.
Okay.
Now they put in parentheses here gently. Because this is everyone wants to fucking put.
No, because that's the word.
I get it. The hadith. Hold on.
No. That's the word in the Quran.
But
gently.
If they change their ways, do not be unjust to them. Surely Allah is the most high, all great. Now, hear me out.
Okay.
A lot of men took that as a fucking ability to be able to
beat
their
wives.
Because
they don't read.
That's because...
Don't blame the Quran.
This was brought down by the Almighty God, I would think he would have good editors. You would think he would be very editorial and give you clear, concise...
That was pretty... Okay, even if you just took it like that, What's the verse right after that? Don't be unjust. Wouldn't beating be unjust? If you're a logical man. Not if you're an asshole. If you're an asshole, that's different.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I think you and every Muslim in this fucking world got that verse wrong. Do you know what I see?
What
do you know what I see? I should be an imam. Do you know what I see?
Time out. Hold on.
I should be.
Hold on. Stop looking into the camera.
It's
no, you should not be. No, you cannot be. Hear me out. Hear me out before you speak. You literally read the verse, right? I just told you what a hadith said. About that
we'll
verse.
Talk about the hadith later.
You can't just take the Quran. You have to take.
Hold on.
Yes.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
So.
Yes. What did you read?
Do you know what I see in this?
What do you see?
At first, when I saw it, when I first read it, when I was a kid and when I was reading the Quran, I was like, what? Okay. Hey, women, that's fucked up. But then now, after like talking to other people and like really looking into it, I think what this really is saying is this.
Okay.
Hey, if your woman is someone who's unruly, first, tell them what's up.
Okay.
They don't listen to them.
Okay.
Withhold sex from them.
Mm-hmm.
Don't share beds, right?
Yeah.
Punish them. Don't give them that good dicking.
Okay. Okay.
If they still persist.
No, Mike, keep talking. I got you, fam. Go ahead.
If they still persist.
Okay.
Then discipline them. Bro, this is. Hold on. Let me finish what I'm saying.
I'm listening.
The last thing is literally saying this. If this girl is not listening to you up until this point, she likes BDSM. You got to take her into the room.
That is
and you
got
to twist her nipples, bro. Just gently twist her, fucking slap her tit a little bit. Tell her you're a bad girl. I'm the daddy.
You're
call me daddy. And then she comes. And then she's like, oh, my God, you're right. I should be listening to you. You make me feel so good. You're the only one that... You're the only one that knows me.
That is very stupid, Mike. Do not post this online.
It's already online.
I know, we're already live. Listen. But then you're stopping at the thing. What does it say after?
What does it say after?
What does it say after the beating thing? What does it say?
Do not be unjust to them.
Boom.
BDSM.
No.
Safe word. Safe word. It's not the safe word.
Mike, okay, change the
subject. My safe word is Trump.
That is the dumbest. That's your safe word. I can't even have
I will never say the word Trump in pleasure.
Yeah.
So if I'm really saying Trump, it's like, you got to lay off.
Yeah, fair enough.
That's it. This is not gently.
You're being
unjust.
Fair enough. I will say this. We'll wrap.
These are steps for BDSM, bro.
No, it's not.
Sex is a very important thing in Islam.
Mike?
Have you seen how many fucking people we have?
It's not. There's only a billion of us. It's not a lot.
Undocumented. We have undocumented.
Fair. That's fair. Okay. Here's all I'm saying. Right? Yes. I don't know how to wrap this up because I really want to change the subject. Oh, you're gonna get in trouble for this. I'm just an innocent bystander trying to just live my life. Oh, we're gonna die.
Guys, this is just jokes, man. And
I mean,
these are like real like thoughts that
saying.
I have, you know.
I get what you're saying. It is perfectly fine to have questions about a religion. Perfectly fine. Mm. Have all the questions you want. And now the onus is on I wouldn't say the onus is on you. You just gotta find someone that will answer your questions. And don't be angry when sometimes you'll ask me a question about Islam and I'll be like, that's a good question. I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah. And I think, listen, I personally don't think religion is meant to be something that makes you know everything.
No.
I know that being raised Muslim, the religion was meant to be a guidebook.
Yeah.
A way for you. I know Muslims that love the religion. And when you see them, it's like, they build great family units. You see Christians like this. You see Jews like this.
Yeah.
They actually use their religion
as
a structure to really bring like something solid to their life and something, some structure that, and it's a beautiful thing, man. You know, I'm just saying
BDSM?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'm telling you, I'm telling you guys, no, we could fix a lot if you just knew how to hit your women right. You got to hit them with consent, you know? Because some women want it.
It's not what the crime
says. You know, you're not going to punch them. I'm just saying. Yeah. It's like, you know, slightly. Yes. Don't be unjust, you know?
Can we wrap up, Mike? Please. I'm sorry, Mom. She's going to see this one day. I just want to apologize now. I want to also apologize to Mike's mom. But that's fine.
Yeah. All right, guys. We're going to get out of here. Hey, check it out. I don't know if I'm going to be doing this on Facebook. This was just the first run through. I had a lot of fun with Kazim.
Thanks for having me.
It's amazing. Man. Follow him at Kazim Comedy. It was right down there.
My podcast also, Tough Choice with Kazim Rahman. It's on Spotify. It's on Apple. It's on Google. It's on basically anywhere you get your podcast. You can find my podcast.
And I'm about to be on his podcast right now. And
your episode will be out in May, our month of champions. All my favorites will be in May.
Mike, that's fucking, I appreciate that, Kazim. But yeah, so please follow me online, Mike from Detroit, on everything, man. Instagram, Twitter, YouPorn. I'm not on there. I'm on there. You know what I mean? I'm like on there.
Don't look at me. Do not look at me when you say that.
Sleeping with the Yemeni Hotline, 313-246-3727. If you guys left a message or something and I didn't answer it now, please bear with me. We'll probably do it on the next show because I am like figuring all this shit out. Definitely do that. And don't forget to subscribe. Oh, it's down there. Fuck, I got to move this up. Look at this. Look how fucking... There you go. Subscribe. Do it one more time. Subscribe. That's for YouTube. I'm probably going to do it on YouTube. But follow me on YouTube, Mike from Detroit. You know, I got two of them. Follow both of them. I'm trying to figure out what to do with two of them. And then, other than that, it's I'm out. I'm Mike Eshak, Mike from Detroit, Public Yemeni number one. This podcast is probably going to get me killed.
Bye, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. Thanks, bro.
Public Yemeni number one.